All right, I call this meeting of the House Tribal Affairs Committee to order. It is 3:32 p.m. Monday, March 20th, 2023 in Capitol Room 106. Members present are Representative Carpenter, Representative Divert, Representative Allard, and Representative Vance, and myself, Representative McCormick, Chair. Let the record reflect that we have a quorum to conduct business. Please take this time to silence your cell phones for the duration of the meeting. Before we begin, I would like to thank Savina St. Clair, the House Tribal Affairs Committee Secretary from Records, and Lisa Denny from the Juneau LIO for staffing the committee today. Today, we had two items on the agenda, House Bill 26 by Representative Story and a presentation from Alaska Legal Services Corporation on the Community Justice Worker Program. However, the presenter, Ms. Nicole Nelson, had a rerouted flight to Sitka this afternoon and was unable to make it. Therefore, we will have to schedule her at another time. So, with all of the housekeeping things out of the way, does anyone have any comments before we get started this afternoon? No? Okay. Would Representative Story and Ms. Miranda World, staff to Rep. Story, please come forward, put yourself on the record, and give us a quick refresher on this legislation.
Thank you, Chair McCormick and members of the House Tribal Affairs Committee. For the record, I'm Representative Andy Story, representing the Upper Mendenhall Valley, Haines, Skagway, Kluckwan, and Gustavus. I'm before you again with House Bill 26, and I bring it before you on behalf of the Council. As you may remember, I'm a liaison to the Alaska Native Language Preservation and Advisory Council, and they have had a wish for a few years now to change their name, to shorten the name to Council for Alaska Native Languages, because they feel they're much more than preservation. They're about revitalizing, and so they want it to reflect the broader scope. And then also they would like to, the second thing is to add two non-voting members to expand the two voting members to expand the council membership from 5 to 7. And again, we have many languages in the state of Alaska, and they feel having more language speakers on the council helps them to bring more awareness to the issues of all the languages in the state of Alaska. So thank you for hearing this bill again.
Yeah, thank you very much, Representative Story, for kind of providing us a review of your bill. Before moving on to amendments, were there any questions for Representative Story? Representative Carpenter.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So this bill was here, I think, last legislature as well. Refreshed my memory, Representative Story, through the chair. Who appoints these council members, the members on the council? Is it the governor's appointments, or how are they appointed?
Through the chair, yes. That is how it happens.
And a follow-up?
Please.
So the additional two seats that we would be adding of voting members, it would just give the governor an additional two seats, but there's no specific breakdown as to what languages would be represented by each of the 7 seats. Is that correct?
That's my through the chair, that's my understanding.
Okay, thank you.
Are there any further questions for Representative Story? Okay. So moving on to amendments, my office has received one amendment from Representative Allard. Representative Allard, would you like to move your amendment?
I would like to move amendment number 1, but if it's possible, Chair, could we just take a brief at ease, because just for a sec.
Brief at ease.
Thank you.
We are now back on the record. Representative Allard, would you like to move your amendment?
I would. I would move to amendment number 1.
Are there any objections?
Objection for purposes of discussion.
Thank you. Representative Allard, would you like to speak to your amendment?
I would. And what I'm going to do is I'm probably just going to read it. I don't think I can say these languages properly, so I hope everybody forgives me if I misspeak. And if anybody knows how to say it properly, I'm open to just coming back in to help me out here. Okay, so the English Inupiaq, Siberian Yupik, Central Alaskan Yupik, Kupik, sorry. There's some other languages. I can't say them all. I do apologize. But basically, I'm just going to get to the root of it. So bottom line is, Chair, that this amendment and others of the committee is adding additional languages to be recognized. So all languages within the state of Alaska are recognized with our the Alaska Native languages. And I just urge support on this. And this was something that was brought forward by Representative Story to continue. We just happen to have left those out on accident, not a real big deal. We just want to make sure that those get recognized in there as Representative Story had requested and others. Thank you, Chair.
Sure. Representative Story, would you like to speak to the amendment?
Yes, through the Chair. Thank you, Rep. Allard, for bringing this forward. And part of that was Kune Lance Twitchell brought this to our attention. And if you wouldn't mind, Miranda Worrell can give you a little history of why those three languages need to be included at this time.
Thank you.
Thank you. Through the Chair, for the record, Kugwaih Miranda Worrell, staff to Representative Story. And so this, I'll just go through to summarize some of the changes you heard from Kune Lance Twitchell during our first bill hearing. And there's also included on basis and provided to you through your bill packet an explanation from the council that was prepared that goes more in depth. But just to give some history about why these were left out, the Wetzlaw language, and again, forgive if I'm mispronouncing, it didn't make it onto the Krauss map of 1974, which the official 20 languages that are currently listed were based off of. And that was because it was no longer spoken at the time, but it is still an Alaska Native language. And so it's important, we think, that it's included. The similar reason is for Chupik, in that it's included under the Central Yupik in Krauss's map, but it is a very distinct language. And then also included in the explanation, you can see a distinct Chupik Eskimo dictionary that's provided. And then finally, the Tanana that's listed currently in official languages is actually two distinct languages, the lower and the middle Tanana. And so we think that it's important to distinguish between those two since they are distinct. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Story and Ms. Worrell. Are there any other, is there any further discussion on the amendment? Representative Carpenter.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Question concerning the official language of the state of Alaska. I am unaware what our official language is. I assume that it could be English, but has it already been defined in statute as what the official language is?
Through the chair, Representative Carpenter, I'm trying to remember when our Alaska Native languages were adopted as the official languages of the state of Alaska. I would have to get back to you on that information. Unless maybe my staff might have an answer.
Yes, through the chair, to answer your question, Carpenter. In statute that lists the 20 official languages currently, that's Alaska Statute 44.12.310, subsection 8, it does include English as well, along with the Alaska Native languages.
Yes, thank you, through the chair. I just realized that I asked a question. The answer is sitting here right in front of me, which is the amendment is not adding all of these, just three of them to the list. Sorry for wasting your time. Please disregard my line of questioning.
Any discussion is good discussion, Representative Carpenter. Any further discussion? No. Okay. Representative Divert, do you maintain your objection?
Remove my objection.
Okay. Seeing no further objection, Amendment 1 has been adopted. Are there any further amendments or other points of discussion from the committee? Hearing none, I would entertain a motion to move the bill from committee.
Chair McCormick.
Representative Dybert.
I move House Bill 26, Work Order 33L, S0266/A, as amended from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note.
Are there any objections? Seeing none, HB 26 as amended passes from committee. We will now go to an at-ease while members sign the committee report. We're back on the record. Let's see here. The House Tribal Affairs Committee will meet again on Wednesday, March 22nd at 3:30 p.m. The time is 3:49 p.m. and this hearing of the House Tribal Affairs Committee is now adjourned.